Second Advent, Saturday C. First post December 12, 2009. Matthew 1:1-10. John the Baptizer. After John the Baptizer's imprisonment, he heard what Jesus was doing, so he sent his disciples to confirm that Jesus was the Messiah Christ. Both mean anointed in Hebrew and Greek, respectively. Jesus answered, telling them to tell John what they saw and heard. That the blind were restored to seeing, the lame walked, lepers were cleansed, and the deaf heard. The dead were raised to life, and the poor were hearing good news, and blessed is he who takes no offense at me. Matthew 1:1-6. When John's disciples left, Jesus asked the crowd around him what they had sought when they went into the wilderness to John. Did they want to see a reed shaking in the wind? Did they expect to see a man wearing fine clothing? Those in fine clothing are seen in palaces. So why had they gone? Were they seeking a prophet? Jesus agreed that John was a prophet, but more than that. John was the fulfillment of God's word, which prophesied a messenger before the coming of Messiah to prepare the people to receive him. Commentary. John had witnessed and testified to Jesus as the Messiah at Jesus' baptism, John 1:31-34. But in prison he was discouraged and sought confirmation that Jesus was indeed the Messiah. John heard what Jesus was doing, but wasn't able to see for himself. Jesus pointed to the works he was doing in fulfillment of the prophecies of the Messiah in the scriptures Isaiah 29:18-19, 3:5-5-6, 6:1-1. Jesus added that those who were not offended by what Jesus was saying and doing would be blessed. The gospel of Jesus is offensive to worldly people. The gospel convicts us of sin, disobedience of God's word. We are all guilty of sin and fall short of God's righteousness, Romans 3:23, but unless we're willing to admit our sinfulness, we cannot be forgiven, 1 John 1:8-10. Jesus is God's only provision for our forgiveness of sin and salvation from eternal death, Acts 4:12. John 1:4-6, which is the penalty for sin, Romans 6:23. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. At the time of Jesus' first advent coming, the Jews considered themselves righteous by their keeping of the law of Moses. They couldn't see that they failed to fulfill the whole law, James 2:10, so the gospel of Jesus was offensive to them. John was more than a prophet. He was the herald of the Messiah's coming, prophesied in Malachi 3:1. He was the Elijah, Matthew 11:12-14, 17:10-13, who was prophesied to return before the coming Messiah. John was more than a prophet. He was a prophet like Elijah, the greatest of Old Testament prophets, and he was the herald of the coming of the Messiah. He facilitated Christ's coming. But the least born again Christian is greater than John. John had a personal relationship with God, but each born again Christian has the presence of the indwelling Holy Spirit within him, in a way John did not. Jesus' blood sacrifice on the cross was necessary for our spiritual cleansing, so that we could be temples of the Holy Spirit. I assert that the church is there to the ministry of John the Baptizer. John came preaching water baptism for repentance and forgiveness of sin to prepare us to receive Jesus. The church is to testify that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. It is to call people to repent, confess their sin, and be baptized with water for forgiveness, in preparation for the coming of Jesus by his Holy Spirit within us now, and for his ultimate coming on the day of judgment at his second coming. I assert that the role of the church is to make born-again disciples of Jesus Christ in obedience to the Great Commission which Jesus gave to his disciples, Matthew 28:19-20, to be carried out only after his disciples have been spiritually reborn, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5:8. The church is to teach its members to learn, trust, and obey Jesus' teachings, and to seek spiritual rebirth by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Christians are by definition born again, John 3:3, 5-8, disciples Acts 11:26, of Jesus Christ. There are many false teachers and false teachings in the world and within the nominal church today. Calling ourselves Christians, and calling Jesus our Lord doesn't make it so. Matthew 7:21-27. Luke 6:46. There are mainline denominations today who teach that obedience to Jesus' teachings are not necessary for salvation. See false teachings, sidebar, top right, and that the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit is automatically conferred by some church ritual, such as water baptism, or confirmation of baptism. False teachings, sidebar. Such churches are not only not doing their members any favors, they're actually hindering their salvation and doing them great spiritual harm. Only Jesus gives the gift, baptism, anointing, of the indwelling Holy Spirit. John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus. John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life. 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9b, 1:1, 15-16. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13. Ephesians 1:13-14.